Woo-woo. Yeah, okay, so we're going to get to the Lakers here in a second.
Yeah.
What the hell with the Atlanta Falcons yesterday?
Yeah, that's so weird, right?
It's so
They just made that enormous investment, and now?
A month ago.
Yeah.
They gave $100 million guaranteed a month ago to a quarterback, and then they drafted a quarterback who's
top 10.
Had two knee surgeries.
And he's 24.
He's 24. Yeah, he's had a shoulder surgery, and he's a guy that kind of needs to start playing right away for the age factor, for everything. What? Somebody explain this to me. What part of this component am I missing?
You're not missing anything. It was a boneheaded play, and I heard somebody say, trying to explain away what Atlanta did, they said, well, they're doing what Kansas City did a few years ago. They had Alex Smith as a successful quarterback, and they drafted Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback of the future. Alex Smith had 1 year left.
Right,
right.
You just gave Kirk Cousins $100 million.
4 years, $100 million guaranteed. $180, $100 of it guaranteed.
They must love Penix. They must love the guy.
Yeah, but
they must think he's the next thing.
Okay, yeah, fine. But why then? Why sign Cousins?
Only one guy plays.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes zero sense.
Cousins got screwed in this deal. Penix got screwed in this deal. Yep. And Raheem Morris, who I know you like as much as I do, Mace, he got screwed in this deal because Cousins has a couple of bad games.
Yeah,
and it's all right. When are you going to make
the
move?
Let's see
Penix. Or he's doing okay. It's like, why did you burn a pick on a guy that's not going to play forever?
They have some decent offensive weapons down there, and you know they got Bijan Robinson down there now. Yep. They got who's the wide receiver from USC that they have that they
Drake London.
Drake London. Yeah.
And they have Cousins. I thought, okay, they're going to be able to score points and move the ball. That's a team that could have taken Latu.
Maybe
and all of a sudden Latu drops to the Colts and
Latu fell. I was surprised.
Well,
he was the
first defensive player taken, so he didn't fall that far. It was just nobody wanted defensive players,
right?
And he's got that neck thing.
And I think it was 15th he went to the Colts.
Sounds right.
14 straight offensive picks. That's never happened before.
Is the most offensive players taken in the first round ever?
Yeah.
Of the 32 first round picks, 23 of them were offensive.
You know what the message is? If you can score, you can survive a mediocre defense.
You got a chance. Yeah. Absolutely. So, Al and I have spent the vast majority of today talking about what happened last night.
Exactly.
We were talking Knicks Sixers. We didn't bring up
Knicks
the Lakers.
Sixers, yeah.
Can I tell you something I completely disagree with you two about? Trav, you really would have thrown Joel Embiid out of a playoff game?
I think
it's a dirty play.
I think
it is pretty dirty play.
I don't disagree.
He literally grabbed the guy's leg and put him down.
It was one of those plays, John, that it's almost I would try to do everything I can to keep a guy in the game, but that was one. It's like I can't pretend.
I almost think he was trying to get thrown. I mean, it's so weird. And he's got a lot going on. I mean, he talked about having Bell's palsy, which I had a long time ago, and it's scary as hell.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yeah.
What is that?
It paralyzes your face.
Paralyzes one half of your face. One side of your face.
Just your face?
Yes, just your face. One side of your face gets paralyzed because the optic nerve gets occluded.
And so Mason had this for, what, about 6 weeks?
Yep.
And his face was a mess. I mean, he looked like a guy that was paralyzed. And I felt so bad for him because we were on TV back then. We were doing the show on Fox Sports West 2,
sure,
which is now Prime Ticket. And so Mason gets through it. It was awkward, but he gets through it.
Yep.
And about 3 weeks later, he comes in, and I don't know how you did it, but he was able to fake it. And he goes,
"Oh man,
Arlen,
it came totally back."
And I went, "Oh my god, I'm crushed. I'm so sorry, man. I can't believe it came back." He goes, "I'm just messing with you."
Oh my gosh,
that's cool.
I don't know. How did you? How could you fake? You did, and then you did that.
I don't know. It's just.
He just pretends
it's
he's drunk.
Bell's palsy is terrible.
Can I ask another stupid question?
Mace, it just goes away.
It just goes away.
Do you treat it with medicine or treatment or anything?
It just shows up and goes away just because?
Shows up, what? Goes away. Nobody actually understands this thing. For some people, it can last for years or can be permanent.
Oh, no.
So, it's a scary thing. And I tried steroids. I tried acupuncture. I tried... Oh, God, this was the stupidest. So there's this. I was like, this was a witch doctor. He put like a piece of tinfoil on my face, and then he put a little something on the tinfoil. Then he'd light it on fire and go poof.
You sure you just didn't go to a magician?
No,
were you at the magic castle?
It would just go poof
and
on
then
my
a
face.
Pigeon and like, came out.
Right. I was like trying any Chinese herbs and I mean everything. But so he's got a lot going on. I get it. You can't. That's the one of the dirtier plays in a while.
Yeah, I don't like it. John,
like
let me flip it on you a little bit.
Yeah.
Had he gotten kicked out of the game, okay, had they made the opposite decision, do you think there's
I would have criticized it.
You really would have?
You think the masses would
you
have?
You really would have?
The masses would have been okay.
No, I think so, too.
Probably. But let me take it a step further. I would never give a player a technical foul unless he put his hands on me.
Yeah.
There is nothing you could say to me, no matter how disrespectful or offensive, that would get me to stop the game because you're being an idiot.
I'm okay with
I
don't agree with that, John, but I understand
Following Adam Silver's orders. No, I mean, these are Adam Silver's orders. They have coaching of the officials.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sure that this is something that
initiatives
the league
from
wants.
The NBA, yeah.
It, to me, and I keep trying to get people to understand this, the league is an entertainment product.
Sure.
Anything that takes away from, and you can apply this to any sport, you can apply it to Major League Baseball, NFL, anything that takes away from the entertainment of it. Now, I understand that sports are not pro wrestling, and these games are real, and you have to manage them.
And there's a
having
safety
said
issue,
that,
too.
Having said that, if it takes away from the entertainment of the game, don't do it.
Yeah, well, that's what you should say to Joel Embiid.
Right.
It's taking away from the entertainment of the game, so don't grab some guy's leg and pull him down.
What I would have done, this is where I would come over to your side, Trav. Had Mitchell Robinson had to be removed from the game because of that injury, then I'm okay with Embiid throwing it. But if Mitchell Robinson's fine and he's staying in the game, I hit Embiid with a flagrant one and I fine the crap out of him for that. I fine him $1 million. All right.
If you want to fine him huge, okay.
That's
but there's a safety issue that if all of a sudden I know that the only way I'm getting tossed
is if somebody got
if
injured.
I break a guy's leg,
right?
That seems like you're
it's
setting
like you
a very dangerous
have,
precedent.
You cannot have immunity from everything you do on the court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was one of those that.
I mean, it's just a stupid play.
He's got to go.
But, I mean, we're dodging the biggest story of the day, which is it's
Dodgers all over. Nationals?
Yeah, Dodgers National.
I thought you were
it's
talking about the trailer that dropped for Clipped because
I can't wait. It looks good.
My God.
I can't wait.
Okay, we are doing very good deflecting the game from yesterday. This
well,
is good.
I have a
we
feeling
we got three guys
to take over our show.
You'll get to it.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
That trailer for Clipped has me so interested.
Really?
And,
I can't
I'm going to tell you, I just saw Clinton in the hallway. Have you guys heard Clinton host ESPN Daily?
Mm-hmm.
He's great at it. And the other day he had Ramona on, and they got me all kind of in the mood for it. And now that I saw
the clip
trailer and how much those people look
the
like
the casting's amazing.
Like, Jackie Weaver looks exactly
like Shelley Weaver.
Ed O'Neill
looks just like
and he sounds like him.
Lawrence
Fishburne is Doc.
Right.
He's inspired.
When the first I saw Ed O'Neill as Sterling or in the trailer, it jumped off the screen. I mean, I don't know if it's because it's in the first shot or whatever, but the way that they had like the liver spots on his hands,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's amazing. They make him look like this decrepit, ancient, senile, loony old man.
All
instantly.
True, by
yes.
the way.
That's what I mean. And it's like, you don't see Al Bundy. You don't see the guy from Modern Family. You see Donald addled-minded Sterling ranting
really
and raving
good.
And
looks
how
really
big
good.
Is your wingspan?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, let's go.
You know, the poster art by itself, which is V. Stiviano's hand holding a couple of balls.
With long fingernails painted red and blue.
Yeah, I mean, it's genius because what they're doing is they're turning it into something that's got some sizzle to it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's gonna
By the
great.
Way, none of that stuff in the trailer is made up.
I
mean, we used to joke that the Clippers locker room and the Clippers media room was called Club Sterling because all of his friends would come in there. And there's a line in that trailer where they say, well, our fans are used to having a certain amount of access. It wasn't a certain amount of access. It was 100% full access. If you were friends with Donald Sterling, you were welcome to walk into the shower. I'm not kidding. Hey, Don, can I go to the locker room? Sure. Go on in there, blah, blah.
Take a peek at Old and Polonese.
It was the weirdest. He's the weirdest dude
okay.
I think I've ever been around.
With that in mind, and this is probably a conversation that we're not going to fit in the next couple of minutes, but how in the world did the NBA let it get as far as it did with him prior to having somebody
answer.
On tape, him saying the horrible, vile, disgusting things he said, where now I've got no choice. Now I have. How did they not
they
realize?
They didn't have a smoking gun. It's the same reason he was allowed to own properties in Los Angeles that discriminated against minorities for 30 years. The minorities would say, he threw me out because I'm black. And Sterling would say, no, I didn't.
I'm going by memory here on a little bit. So I'm not going to hang my hat on this for sure. I'm fairly certain Donald Sterling was convicted of housing violations, like in a court of law where the government said, you can't do this.
And
you
he
can't
just paid the fines and kept
and he
going.
He kept going. But it wasn't just as he said, I said, it was the government, the court saying he is a discriminatory landlord who will not rent to blacks and Koreans and all these other things.
Remember what he did in terms of marketing? Back when everybody read the LA Times.
Come see the other. Oh, the Sterling Night Out.
No, it would be Donald Sterling charity event coming up. Yep. And there'd be a picture of Donald Sterling. And next to him, seven black people that all worked for him.
It'd be like the entire
Tanisha, who I work with now at the Lakers, was joking about this a couple weeks ago when I saw her. Denise, the community relations girl, black girl. So it would be a picture of Donald. With seven or eight, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, seven or eight black. And look, you would have looked at these ads and said, wow, Donald Sterling does a lot for the black community. He was
But
against,
the league had to know he didn't, right?
Look, they couldn't prove it. The answer to your question is there was no smoking gun. They couldn't prove it. What V. Stiviano gave them was a smoking gun.
Although we all knew.
Everybody knew. You all knew, but you couldn't prove
it. Right. We all knew he was a racist. We all knew it. It was all out there. But nobody really.
So they were just waiting for him to say what he said about Magic. They were just waiting
until
for him to say what he said.
Trav, I was at a Clippers Christmas party one year. I worked for the Clippers for 3 years.
Right.
I was at a Clippers Christmas party, and Lamar Odom walked in, and Donald Sterling grabbed him by the arm and said, "Look at this black body. Look how tremendous this is. He's a specimen. Look at this. Grab his arm." And he's telling these old women that are friends of Shelley's to grab Lamar Odom's arm like he's an animal in a zoo.
So why is that not enough for people to call him on it? There was evidence of this.
So, but if people, not on video.
People
I wasn't. Yeah.
But there were witnesses. Witnessed it.
Right, but all the people in the room worked for him.
What if Lamar
Odom? You didn't.
I did.
Oh, you did.
How do you think I got invited to the party?
Right,
but
you did
okay,
they're
going to
show the white party in clip.
Yeah.
And think about that. Donald Sterling, the most racist guy in L.A., hosting a white party every year.
But what if Lamar Odom or another player who was treated like this
went to the
NBA Players Union or went to the commissioner's office and said, hey, listen,
Trav,
I'm going to tell you what happened to me.
Trav, Elgin Baylor, when he got fired, did exactly that. Nobody did anything. Elgin Baylor, who's in the Hall of Fame, said, this man doesn't pay coaches that he fires.
But
he didn't pay me. He's a racist. He treats us with a plantation mentality. And everybody ignored
Elgin. And the league said, bring me a smoking gun.
When did the Elgin Baylor thing come? Was it before or after he got the team stripped from him?
It was before.
Before. Way before.
Definitely
way before.
He fired him.
So why didn't the league do anything then? Elgin Baylor told this story. Why didn't
is
we
the
go after Donald
is because
Sterling
David
in a bigger
Stern
way?
Works for Donald Sterling.
But why didn't we go after Donald Sterling in a bigger
so Donald
way?
Sterling's
ultimately.
Oh, it's
we were asleep.
David Stern's
response. The whole LA media.
David Stern's response to the complaints were, "Bring me a smoking gun." I mean, is it just?
Or it was a poor reflection on the entire NBA. And
not if you clean it. Not if you start to clean it up.
Exclusive club, and nobody wants to say anything bad about one of the other members.
Was there another owner, or even just one other owner that was kind of like, hey, "He's all right," or the other teams like, "This guy's a menace."
The one person that stood up against throwing him out of the league, even though he eventually came around. Was Mark Cuban. And Mark's point was, look, we need to be very careful for throwing an owner out of the league for doing something we don't like. This needs to be legal. We need to have grounds to dismiss him. And they didn't. They couldn't prove it until they got the tape. And when they got the tape and he said, why do you have to be around black people? Why do you bring black people to my games?
Yeah.
Then you knew he was done. The second I heard that tape on TMZ.
Oh, it's over.
I knew he was done. I just didn't know how they would execute.
How long it was going to take.
And you know who pulled it off was Shelley. Shelley, she was brilliant. She went to two different doctors and had him, they determined that he was mentally incapacitated, and she sold the team out from under him. He said, I'll sue.
That's
for,
right.
Remember, he was yelling at her in court,
right.
You pig, get away from me.
Yeah.
And she goes, see?
Yeah.
By the way, the actress that played Jackie Weaver
she's
is
awesome.
A great
she's
actress
terrific.
To play Shelley.
Do you guys watch Billions?
Yeah.
I don't.
You? So did you recognize who Andy Roser was? It's hard because he had hair. Dollar Bill.
Oh,
Kelly
Aucoin. Yeah, that's right.
Is Andy Roser.
That's right.
In that.
Not the guy from The Americans.
Is what, Kelly Aucoin in the Americans?
Yeah, he's the preacher in the Americans.
He plays.
Yeah. That's right, he is.
He plays Andy Roser.
That's him.
On Clip.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Wow. Okay. Awesome. I can't wait for it. June 4th is the premiere of Clipped. It's going to be awesome. Super Crosstalk brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good afternoon.
So
is that positive Morales? That was a
there
weird,
it is.
Strange.
I don't know. He's looking
positivity.
On the bright side. Why did he start looking on the bright side when we're down 0-3?
It was very weird. I wasn't expecting that.
It was. So terrible loss last night again for the Lakers versus Denver. I was there for the first half, Ireland, and I thankfully wasn't there for the collapse. Or as you would say, collapse.
So you left when the Lakers were ahead?
Correct.
And
you know what I said as I left? Denver's got him right where they want him.
Yeah, well,
this is what Denver does in second halves and in fourth quarters.
So I have a feeling, and by the way, Greg, we're taking calls today whether you like it or not.
No, he actually talked it up beforehand.
We'll give you the number right now. Open the phones. 877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN. And I'm going to lean on the three of you today. I almost feel like I need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Because, number one, I'm depressed that we're down 0-3. But here's where my confusion lies. Denver is they're just a really good team.
Yes.
And all their guys are like under the age of 30, and they're all great, and they go together.
And they Porter Jr., they Aaron never, Gordon, yeah. all
they
of them
never get rattled.
Yeah.
So 4 or 5 years ago, Jamal Murray had a horrible injury, ran full speed into the stanchion and completely, I was either his Achilles or his knee, completely. Okay. He was out for a year.
Yep.
And Murray told all of his friends and everybody there, if I were them, I would trade me.
Right.
I'm now damaged goods. He just signed a big contract. Michael Porter had back-to-back surgeries, missed two complete seasons, and they extended him. They gave him a max extension, $140 million.
Yep.
And everybody ripped him and went, you know, and they came out and said, Mike Malone was in had 4 seasons where they didn't do anything. And they said, 4 years, got to change the coach. All the things that Laker fans are saying now.
Correct.
Okay. LeBron's old. He's broken down. We got to get rid of him. They said it about Jamal Murray. Michael Porter's broken down. He's had 2 back surgeries. Got to get rid of him. Darvin Ham, get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
They said this
you said
about,
it.
They
you said the magic words.
They said this about Mike Malone.
Yep.
They said it about Michael.
By the way, he wants to be called Michael.
Okay. They said he's earned it.
It's a big deal.
They said it about Michael Malone. They said it about Michael Porter Jr. They said it about Jamal Murray, and they're Tim Connelly, the guy who's now running the Wolves, at the time was running the Nuggets.
Sure.
And he said something. He said, we believe in continuity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we think there's value in a group of people growing together.
Mm-hmm.
We like Michael Malone. We like Michael Porter. We like Jamal Murray. We know all three of them right now look like losers. But we think—
Well, wait a minute. There are 2 of them were hurt.
But they couldn't play. And
right.
They were making,
but not losers.
But they were making max money.
Sure, sure.
And could not go on the court.
Right, right.
So Porter and Murray will tell you they thought they were getting traded.
Right.
They elected to do it. Now, leap over to the Celtics. If you know anybody that's a Celtics fan, for 5 years, this has been the narrative. Tatum and Brown together can't win a title.
Right.
They still haven't won a title.
Mm-hmm.
They're each going to be making $300 million. You have to split them up. You can't pay two guys $300 million each. You have to split them. Celtics now have the best record in the NBA and are favored to meet Denver in the finals. So, this is my long way of saying.
Yeah, so what are you getting? I'm trying to figure out this.
You left
a trail of breadcrumbs. I'm trying to follow you.
Here it is.
Okay.
Everybody that calls today is going to say blow it up. Everybody's going to say get rid of Darvin, get rid of LeBron. So you'll believe it or not, there will be people that will say get rid of AD, which I think is absurd. But there will be people that will say.
Yes.
Okay. And under the false pretense that he doesn't play. He played 70 games or something right. this year. He's unbelievable. And people will say, we need a new coach. We need a new direction. We need new people. Here's my question for the three of you. Does continuity mean anything? Or if you get swept 2 years in a row, is that enough of a ramp and you say, we got to try something else?
Well, I think we know for a fact the continuity did not work for the Lakers. They brought back essentially the same roster from the stretch run last year
so
where they
Denver.
Got to the finals.
And, for 5 years, Denver
and,
did it.
And the continuity has not paid off. Did
right.
not pay off. Like Rui right. Hachimura, terrible. D'Lo, terrible. I mean, honestly, there's every reason to blow it up. Now, I am not of the school that they should sail on LeBron James.
Neither
LeBron is one of my favorite players of all time. He is a huge star. He makes the Lakers a team that you want to see, and I still believe you can get the right pieces around him.
Okay, so wait, but do you see what I'm asking? Wait. I'm saying, do you, in any way, last year this exact group went to the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
This year, you suggested that if they drew anybody but Denver, they could make a
they
deep run.
They'd be up 2-1 on OKC right now.
Right.
At least 2-1.
That's
so,
not true.
That is true.
So, they would have lost to Sacramento.
No. They right. would have.
Either way, Greg. Yeah. So last year you got lightning in a bottle. You brought everybody back.
Right.
I'm assuming both of you want everybody out of here, right?
Correct.
You want
yes.
Darvin out of here. You want
Darvin
D'Lo
gone.
Out of here. You D'Lo want Rui
gone.
Out of here. You want D'Lo everybody out of here.
He's under contract. He's fine.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, everybody's under contract. Anybody yeah. can leave.
Well, D'Lo's going to leave.
Yeah, D'Lo.
No, well, wait a minute.
D'Lo,
wait a minute.
There's a lot
wait
of smoke. There's
a
lot of smoke that he's going to check out after this deal.
He's going to opt out.
It's his option, but there's a ton of D'Lo's opting out talk.
But you guys know that it's up to him.
Of course it is up to him.
If he opts in, then I assume both of you want him traded.
Well, absolutely. Then okay. he's a very tradable contract.
So,
just real fast to answer your question from before, you can't compare a 22-year-old Jamal Murray to a 40-year-old LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, you just,
I'm not comparing
the continuity factor in that. You're talking about guys that were in their early 20s.
I'm comparing a 27-year-old D'Angelo Russell to Jamal Murray.
Right. Well, they're two totally different players.
Why?
Jamal Murray is a much, much, much better player.
Look at Jamal Murray's first 5 years and look at D'Angelo Russell's first 5 years and you tell me who's better.
Look at what Jamal Murray's done in the playoffs.
D'Lo in the playoffs. D'Lo against Denver is terrible.
Right. But Denver's terrible.
D'Lo's bad.
But Denver,
we've seen
I'm
it
not
now
even
eight
arguing
straight
that
games.
If you guys want to run him off, you can run him off. But I'm saying, is there any value in continuity? Is Tim Connelly and the people in Boston who refuse to split up Tatum and Brown and the people in Denver who refuse to cut bait on Murray and Porter when they were hurt and not playing but making max money.
Right.
They stuck with him anyway.
What?
Is there anybody you want to stick with in this group or just run them all off?
You
Mace, want LeBron.
I want LeBron. I want AD. I want Austin. Beyond that,
well, you're not gonna. You got to trade Austin if you're gonna get good players.
I mean, if you have to trade him, you have to trade him. But
right.
those, I mean, I'm not move on from LeBron guy. I like LeBron. I've always been a fan of LeBron, and I still believe he's all NBA this year. He's had a great year. He's played a lot of games. Hasn't been injured. He's not the reason they're losing. But I don't know why you would keep everything the same and just continue to bang your head against the same wall, which, yeah, I know, but you're losing heads up to Denver now, potentially 8 consecutive playoff games.
Right.
Why would you bang your head against that same wall when you know you're 0-8 in the playoffs?
Wait, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no.
If it needs to be blown up, blow it up. But then you can't come back and say, if you blow it up again, okay, if you blow up the... LeBron and AD are the only people left from the 2020 championship team.
But you blow it up enough times that you can beat Denver.
Right.
You got to beat. I mean, it's everything's got to be about beating Denver. Everything. And we've seen what this movie looks like. You've got to make changes if you're going to match up in any way, shape, or form with the Nuggets.
So you're make changes guy.
Yeah, I am big make changes guy, so, including Darvin Ham.
All right. So that's where I wanted to go. So when Phil Jackson retired, you got Mike Brown 2 years. Done. Mike D'Antoni, 2 years done. Byron Scott, 2 years done. Luke Walton, 2 years done. Frank Vogel got 3 years, but only because he won a championship. Right. And now you're doing Darvin Ham, 2 years done.
Correct.
Who are you going to fire in 2 more years?
I don't know. Let's come up with some names.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's come up with some names.
So you can keep.
No, I mean you
got to
win. I want the guy that's going to beat Denver.
Okay.
I want the guy that's going to coach him past Denver.
You're okay with firing the coach every 2 years because that's what you've been doing for 10 years.
Well, I'd like to think that Pelinka and Genie would get one right, and we wouldn't have to fire him after 2 years.
But wait a minute, they've hired every coach.
Correct. But in other words, get one right, get a championship caliber coach in here. That's not Darvin Ham.
Who is that?
That is something that Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss are responsible for. I'm not hiring. I'm not on ZipRecruiter looking for a head coach for the Lakers right now. They are.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, ZipRecruiter.
They should go to ZipRecruiter. Yeah. I saw Ian Siegel, who invented ZipRecruiter, this morning.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, talk to him.
You know, it normally takes 11 and a half weeks to fill an open position. They go on ZipRecruiter, they can fill it in like 5 minutes.
There you go. Let's go, Rob. Do it. All right, so there's a lot. There's a lot. And all the lines are lit, and we'll take a lot of your calls today. And the series is over.
And you're not fire everybody, but I bet you a lot of the cars will be fire everybody.
Yeah.
Don't keep LeBron. Don't keep AD. Don't keep Darvin. Fire everybody.
We'll get Bergman. I'm with him.
Yeah, Bergman's on that side of things. We'll get you coming up here, Bergman. Okay. Right. I know what you're saying. Do I have something here?
No.
No, nothing here. All right. Come right back with the calls, 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
All right. iSpot Active is wearable cryotherapy. So here's how it works. I'm a big cryo guy. If you play golf, pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football, and you're older like I am, you're sore all the time. The quickest way to get through that soreness is to ice. You can either go into a cryo chamber and pay hundreds of dollars, or you can go to iSpotActive.com and buy wearable cryotherapy. That way, you're not dropping $75 to $100 every time you do cryo. You buy one of these one time, and you have it for life. And here's the best part. Free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee if you don't like it. So you literally have nothing to lose. The only way you can get this wearable cryotherapy, and these things are great, you just put on these iSpot, like say you got sore knees, sore back, sore elbows, sore whatever. You put on one of these iSpot Active compression shirts or compression pants, and they use these flex pods, these frozen ice-cold gel packs, and 20 minutes later, if you're like me, you're going to feel a lot better. And again, there's nothing to lose. All right? Full money-back guarantee, free shipping. So check it out today. The only way you can get it is go to iSpotActive.com. iSpotActive.com. You'll see James Worthy on there. He's one of the owners of the company. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor. All your questions will be answered. iSpotActive. Check it out today. iSpotActive.com.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
You're going to regret this.
All the smoke.
That was great.
All the smoke. So Bergman, we'll get to all the calls. There are tons of calls on, but you have a different position than me because you are move on from LeBron guy.
I am move on from LeBron guy, and let me explain to you. I know you're not going to like it, John, and that's understandable.
No, I'll give you the forum. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I don't think they're ever going to win a championship again with this team, and especially with a 40-year-old LeBron. What I've seen from him in the playoffs and in the play-in is that every single game, when it gets to the third quarter, he even said it post-game, by the way, that we put out all of our energy in the first half, and then we have no energy in the second half, telling me that he is tired in the second half of games. It happened against New Orleans in the play-in game. It happened against in game one, game two, and now game three yesterday. He was burnt out. He was burnt out in every single one of those games. It's not going to be something that's going to get better over time. He's not going to all of a sudden get more energy out of nowhere at 40 years old. That's something that a normal 40-year-old man that's been playing in the league for over 20 years, that's going to happen. That's just how bodies work.
Okay, so in your world, LeBron moves on.
So it's either he opts into his contract with the Lakers, running back for another year.
I don't think he's going to opt in.
He's going to opt out for sure.
He's going to opt out for sure. If he opts out, thank you for your service. It's time for you to go.
Thank you for your service.
So how do you replace what he brings? He's an all-NBA player.
You are always going to replace his production. You will always find somebody. But because every single team in the league, this year specifically, puts up 110 points per game. Every single team. They will get those 110 points whether LeBron is here or not.
But it is hard to replace a player who is all NBA.
Yes, it is. However, have you seen that while LeBron is not on the floor and has not been playing games, the ball moves so much more?
Well, I think they finished 6-4 without LeBron.
Yeah, so they can win without him. They also, the ball is not sticky when he controls the ball so much.
Yeah, don't disagree.
He controls the ball so much, there's no ball movement. Everybody stands around him, and it's LeBron, AD, and that's the whole game. It's LeBron.
So if I was,
I'm just done with that. This
if
experiment.
I was LeBron, no, let's say if I was Rich Paul, and they didn't pick up a contract for LeBron or didn't offer him a contract, I'd immediately demand a trade. If I'm Anthony Davis's agent, I'm like, trade me.
You know who Anthony Davis's agent is?
Yeah,
Clutch,
Rich Paul.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying if LeBron were
Greg,
to leave, they
Greg
weren't off from a contract.
Greg didn't play that part out to
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, I mean, Rich Paul would say, so AD wants traded.
Okay, but that's the thing.
And
though.
Then you're at zero.
Okay, so if AD wants traded, let's just assume that is what happens. Because you don't know that's going to happen. He is under contract for a couple of years.
Yeah.
He may want to stay. So if he does, you are going to have to rebuild at some point. You're either rebuilding in 3 years when LeBron goes or rebuilding now. I'm okay with starting that rebuild ahead of time when you know that Denver is at the peak of their powers. They're going to be this good for the next 3-4 years. So if I start rebuilding now, I'm going to be, by the time they're basically at the end of their run, I'm starting to build right back up.
Okay. I refuse to accept this premise that there is no way to beat Denver. There has got to be a way to beat Denver.
This team doesn't have it.
There has to be a combination of players that can beat Denver.
Okay, let's say you get Donovan Mitchell, for example. Just like pie in the
sky. Take Donovan Mitchell, put him on this team?
Yes, put him on this team.
With LeBron?
Yeah. With LeBron and AD, sure.
Wait, I think you got.
You're now losing everybody else.
You just got rid of LeBron and AD.
No. I'm playing out what he's talking about. There has to be a way to make it happen. So in this sense, you're going to have to get rid of Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Jared Vanderbilt. Everybody's gone. So now you have to bring in a whole bunch of new players to make that even happen. And LeBron's still going to be 40 years old and tired.
If you're telling me you've got LeBron, AD, and Donovan Mitchell, I think there's absolutely a way to beat Denver. I think there's absolutely away.
I think keep in mind, Greg, they've had double digit leads in all three games.
Yeah, and I mean, every single one.
I know,
those
but
ones.
I'm just saying I mean, it's not like Denver's destroying them; they're just beating them.
I would say that they did destroy them.
How many of these last seven games, playoff games, did the Lakers have a lead? So far in this series, right, three times they blew leads.
Double digit.
And didn't they do it last year in the playoffs? Yeah. Those were all blown leads.
Yeah, it's so
Denver just knows how to finish games.
Exactly. And because they're well coached and they've got a group that's been together for a long time, but you guys want to blow everything up every 2 years.
No, this is okay.
I didn't want to blow everything up. I want to blow something. I want the roster blown up. I still want LeBron. I still want AD. I want a championship coach. That's what I want.
I don't think we're ever going to win anything with LeBron. I don't think you ever win a title again with LeBron. If you're not going to win a title with LeBron, let him go.
Okay, even though you just suggested the idea of LeBron,
that's
Donovan
not
Mitchell,
that's
and
pie
AD
in the sky. That is extremely pie
but
in the sky.
But is that pie available? Can you get that pie? I want that pie.
It's technically not available.
Can I get a slice of that pie?
So Donovan Mitchell is still under contract. You have to trade for him, and Cleveland has to agree to said trade.
And he's the only player.
That's I mean, who
he's
is
the
Trae
only
Young?
Player
I don't,
out there. That,
I don't think Trae Young's the answer.
Yeah,
I don't think in the slightest.
Yeah, look, we went through a terrible stretch of rebuilding. What was 6 years of hell? 6 years
we're going to lose in the first round.
6 years of irrelevance. No, had they gotten OKC in the first round, they'd be up. They would. I think they would have beaten OKC.
I know you
want to
believe that.
I do. They would beat them 3 out of 4 this year.
Show me the time that they beat Sacramento once.
Right, but I mean, we could play this game all day. If they drew Oklahoma City, they'd be favored. If they drew Sacramento, they wouldn't.
No, they'd have to play Sacramento to get to OKC.
Oh, you're saying if they had. Played for the eight.
Yes,
but Greg, that
they would have lost to Sacramento.
No, that Sacramento team that played in the play-in game was not the team that beat
the
Lakers
four
times.
Malik Monk,
did it still
no
have Darren Fox?
Malik
doesn't
Monk.
Matter. Doesn't have did still have yeah. Darren Fox who owned
well, New
them? Did still have DeMontis Sabonis?
New Orleans beat them without Zion. The Lakers beat New Orleans twice with Zion.
Yeah, they and never beat Sacramento with DeMontis Sabonis. That was the big part of it.
Okay.
All right, should we take some of these calls? Every line jammed.
Ooh, this is fun today.
Yeah, this is good. This is good. Where do we want to go? How about Javi in Simi Valley? Javi, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mason in Ireland. You guys are the sports goats. Just want to let you guys know that.
Thank you.
I tell you my opinion.
Let her rip.
So from what I see, guys, this is a philosophy and a demeanor issue. LeBron James is going to be statistically the greatest player to ever play the game. But, man, this guy's body language, when he doesn't get a call, all of the players are following off of him and his energy. This guy is constantly talking to the refs, talking about the calls. He's not a leader. He's got to get everybody in line to attack. It doesn't matter if you're down 1 or down 100. Kobe would never do this. I never saw Kobe sulking.
Javi, do you want LeBron to stay or go?
LeBron is amazing. That would be an asset that we're losing. I don't want him to go.
Okay.
But I do want him to literally step up and bring the team up on his back. Not do it on his own, but get everybody to do it together with him.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah. The one thing I'd say about these three games is LeBron and AD have kind of delivered.
Yeah, they have delivered.
It's everybody else that's not showing up. And so you got to figure that into the equation too.
Yeah, I mean, the sporting cast has been a disaster. My God, D'Lo. D'Lo, there's video of him during a time, like, eating gummies during a time.
Well, maybe they were fitness gummies.
Yeah, I cannot imagine why you wouldn't be in the huddle and you'd be eating gummies at the end of the bench instead unless you're completely disinterested in what's going on.
You say LeBron has stepped up the entire time. In game two, when they were up 20 points, the Lakers scored one basket, not from LeBron, in 9 minutes.
Right.
Although
quarter.
He didn't hit those two big threes in the fourth quarter, back-to-back threes.
Greg, if LeBron wouldn't have played in that game, the Lakers never would have gone up by 20. They just would have lost by 20.
Sure. And then what happened in the second half?
They lost
totally
by two.
Fell apart. Yeah.
They lost by 2 points.
Yeah.
And Jamal Murray hit a great shot.
He did. So, but they blew a 20-point lead.
I would argue
in the
anybody
half.
Who says LeBron has not been good this year is not watching the games.
No one's saying LeBron has not been
you
good.
You just did.
No, I didn't say he's not been good.
You just want to run him off.
Well, because he is not the player that he once was. He's not the same player in the second half that he is in the first. And that's facts.
Right.
And so you need to be good in the second half to win these games. To have a chance to win a championship again, to move on in the playoffs, you have to play well in the second half of games, not just the first.
All right, let me get one more in here, and then we'll go to break. Let's go Hugh in the San Fernando Valley. Hugh in the Valley, good afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Listen, before I say my few points, and I'll talk fast because I know other people are rating. You guys want to go on a break soon. I love you guys. I drive a lot. I have a day job, and I also work as a musician, which is far away from my day job. So I'm doing constant driving, and you guys make my drive way easier. Love listening to all of you. All of you have made some really good points. But although I agree with some of what Greg was saying, my heart does not want to see LeBron James go. He's one of my favorite players ever. I've been a Laker fan since I was 7 years old, which was when the Lakers won their first championship in 1972. And I never forgave the Lakers organization for getting rid of the players that helped win their championship in 2020.
So you're going back to KCP and Kuzma and Caruso.
And
Kuzma was like one of the main cogs in that wheel.
He was actually really good that year.
I'm talking about our interior defense, our big men. Who was the light skinned brother that helped us win a championship in 2020? I can't remember his name. He was like 7 feet. What was that guy's name?
JaVale McGee. 7 feet?
McGee. JaVale McGee, yeah. Tremendously. I know he was old and aging, I get that. But he helped us tremendously. And I don't want to see Austin Reeves go. I love him. And if you guys noticed, last night's game, Reeves was the only player that did not give up, even when the game was lost.
Yeah.
And I admire that. And he did not give up. The problem with Reeves is, although his effort is not lacking, he's not a very good defender. He plays good team defense, but one-on-one, he's not a very good defender. I totally agree that D'Lo's got to go, but who are we going to get for him? So it's very complicated. It's not that easy. I definitely don't want AD to go. Mace, I understand your disappointment with Darvin Ham, but I also agree with John that you just can't blame, because if we were winning, then you'd be praising Darvin Ham. So it's not that simple just to put it all on Darvin Ham. But D'Lo, yes, he's my biggest disappointment in this series. Rui is my second biggest disappointment. Anyway, I know you guys got other people, so that's what I got.
Hugh, awesome, man. Thanks for driving around, listening all the time. Sounds like you live a challenging life, but I'm glad we helped.
Every line jammed. People have had it. People are at wit's end.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do more of your calls coming up. In the meantime, I want to talk to you about mental health. I've had a long and steady mental health journey myself. I've talked about it on the show, talked about it on the air, talked about it publicly. I was diagnosed bipolar 1 back in 2001. And since then, it's always been a challenge to maintain the right mental health, to follow those ups and downs. And if you've got ups and downs, if you're struggling, having a hard time, maybe you need to talk to somebody. Talk to a professional. You can get a service referral from the LA County Department of Mental Health. You can also, if you just need somebody to talk to, LA County Department of Mental Health. There's a 24/7 hotline, 800-854-7771. There's no reason for you to be alone. You've got somebody to talk to, 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health, all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right. It was Laura's wheel today.
Well, then let's skip it and go back to the phones.
Laura, what do you got?
The phone calls are there.
Wheel of Questions is...
Somebody will have a question
what's
on there.
What are they going to do with... Why don't they box out? About that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Let's go to Mark in Ontario. The question of the day is, why don't they box out, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. This is something you learn in middle school. You watch the Lakers, the shot goes up, everyone turns, but they don't put a body on anybody. They just react to the ball off to the rim. If they block out and cut down their turnover, they'd be just fine. It's actually, I don't know if Darvin Ham doesn't have the stones to bench their ass for not blocking out, but that'd be the first thing I'd do. Next time when they go out to the court, I'd be like, hey, you're going to box out? You'll stay on the floor.
Yeah, they got crushed on the boards again last night. Got crushed offensive. I think it was 12 offensive boards to 6 offensive
boards.
Yeah,
and it's weird how they're really good as a defensive rebounding team, but terrible offensive rebounding.
Although they got out-rebounded on the defensive end, too.
Right, but in this year, they were the number 2 defensive rebounding team in the league.
Right.
But offensive rebounding, they were terrible.
Let's see. Bergman says go to line 6. Luis. Luis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Luis.
I just have a question for John.
Yes, sir.
John, I think that you're asking everyone, what would you do?
Yeah, what would you do, Luis?
I think you keep LeBron. I think you keep AD.
I agree.
I think you keep Reeves because he continues to grow, although he's not having the greatest series. But I think he's young and he can still grow. And then I think you start looking at other options for the rest of the role players. But, John, what would you do? I don't really hear you coming up with a solution to the problem. So if you're the GM this summer, what would you do?
I think I went back and looked at what Mike Malone's record was his first 2 years in Denver. His first year in Denver, they were 33-49, and everybody wanted him fired. Then the next year, he was 40-42. Everyone wanted him fired. They didn't make the playoffs. Third year is when they turn the corner. I don't think, Luis, if you don't want Darvin Ham as your coach, fine. But, Luis, are you going to tell me whoever you bring in, and I'll let you give me any name you want, whoever you bring in, it would be the 7th coach in a row that you fired after 2 years. So what I'm asking is, whatever you do, marry somebody. Come up with some type of a plan. But this idea of every 2 years, fire everybody, blow up the roster, start over again, isn't working. We've been doing it for 10 years. What would you do? I'm assuming, Luis, you want Darvin Ham fired, right?
I do. Okay. I'm not a big fan of Darvin Ham.
Okay, so who do you want to bring in?
I don't know that that's...
Wait a minute. Give me the name Charlie Brown, okay? You want to bring in Charlie Brown?
Okay, yeah. Sure. Mike, I can't remember his last name, the Milwaukee coach.
Mike Budenholzer, yeah.
Okay, so you bring in Mike Budenholzer. Luis, what's to stop you from calling me back in 2 years when Mike Budenholzer has the exact same record that Darvin Ham had and firing him?
But the problem, it's not so much, while it is Darvin Ham, I don't think that they didn't put a good staff around him. I know that Sedano has talked about this before. You put a rookie coach, but you didn't put any veteran coaches around him. So this also falls on the GM, not all of it on Darvin Ham, although I don't think he's coaching very well, but it is also on Pelinka.
Right. So, yeah. And by the way, I can tell you that I would be shocked if Rob was in trouble. Shocked.
Oh, I don't think Rob.
Rob manages up really well, and I know that Jeannie's close to him because he was Kobe's agent, and I think Rob's going to be the one who tries to fix
sure.
this.
Sure, I agree with that.
Okay, so the question is, you guys all want Darvin fired.
Yeah, but it's not fair to ask who do you want.
I don't
that's
care.
A, that's
I don't
a
care
question for
you...
Jeannie and Rob.
Okay.
We're not hiring. We just know, we see during the course of the season, team huddles where LeBron's rolling his eyes.
Right.
We see Anthony Davis after game 2 of the first round of the playoffs against Denver saying we don't know what we're doing half the time. We see D'Lo not in a huddle and eating gummies last night.
Okay.
My God, he does not have control of the team. They don't believe that they can beat Denver.
I have no issue with you saying you want a new coach. I think a lot of Laker fans
sure.
do. My question is, in 2 years, you're going to come back and do it again.
Not if they win. You got to win.
You wanted Mike Brown fired. You wanted Mike D'Antoni fired. They listened to you. You wanted Byron Scott.
They did
Scott.
Not listen to me.
Wait a minute.
Do they?
They fired him after 2 years.
Do they listen to me?
They fired
Is it
both.
Me?
They fired. No, it's. I'm just saying that sentiment.
Right.
The Lakers, I've always said this on the show, the Lakers are a winner, you're fired job.
Sure.
The question is, how long do you have?
Right. Clearly 2 years.
Right. But is that okay with you?
Yes.
You're okay with 2 years and out?
Until you find the right guy, yes. Right. I want the guy that's going to beat Denver.
Well, then what's wrong with 1 year and out? What's wrong with Mike? They fired Mike Brown after 7 games. What's wrong with 7 games? Mike Malone got fired in Sacramento after 24 games.
That was an era. That was a clown car era. The era where they fired Mike Brown after 7 games, brought in
Mike D'Antoni. With a bum knee.
Who came in and the very first thing he said was the least efficient play in basketball is the post play.
Right.
When you've got Dwight Howard and Paul Gasol on the roster.
You wanted him out. They got rid of him. They brought in Byron Scott. You got him fired.
Yeah.
They brought in Luke Walton. You got him fired.
Did they win?
They brought in Frank Vogel.
Sorry.
He won a title.
He won a title, right?
They fired him.
Right.
How long are you going to keep playing this record?
Yeah, I
don't care if you fire Darvin, but I...
Darvin's got to go.
What I don't want is in 2 years you telling me, let's fire another guy.
Well, you tell me, are they going to win? Because that's what it is. It's championship or bust. Is Darvin Ham a championship coach? No.
But if your mentality is championship or bust...
Right.
How long should the coach have to build a winner?
Well, I don't know. We brought everybody back from last
right.
year, including Darvin, right. all the players
and,
we
and
had.
I'm okay with
continuity
you.
Sucked this year.
Right. I'm okay with you saying get rid of all of them. But the question is, what's going to stop you from doing it again in 2 years? Because you've done it 5 times in a row.
Maury calls coming up. We'll let Bergman jump in a little bit, too. He was heated this morning.
Well, Greg wants more of a rebuild than we do. Greg wants LeBron and AD gone.
No, I'm not saying I want AD gone. I never said AD.
Right, but what do you do when LeBron leaves and AD says, okay, you guys aren't competing?
Then that's on him.
You guys have said, Greg Bergman says he wants a rebuild. I don't want to be part of a rebuild. Trade me.
If that's what he does, then that's what's going to happen. But I'm not saying I want AD gone. I want AD to be here. I would like to rebuild around AD and have somebody come in and play with him. This is not a get rid of AD thing.
But right,
LeBron,
I'm letting LeBron
walk away. But let's go to break. We can do it again. Can you tell me about Toyota, please, John?
Yeah. Southern California Toyota dealers have been in business with the Lakers for 48 years. And Toyota doesn't change the coach every 2 years. Toyota believes in continuity.
No, because the cars are winners.
Every year, Toyota delivers quality, reliability, and simply the best vehicles on the road. Right now, brand new inventory waiting for you to choose from. An amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and EVs. And if you're like Bergman, just get rid of all of them, get a new one in 2 years anyway. all these deals are waiting for you now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.